Tony Blair and Bill Clinton, liberal politicians who embraced a new approach to governing, the so-called third way, which combined market forces with government action. Tony Blair and George W. Bush, the liberal and the conservative, waged an increasingly unpopular war in Iraq. Niall Gardner, a political analyst with the Heritage Foundation think tank in Washington, D.C., says this relationship was heartfelt.
Both leaders, I think, shared a common black and white worldview, which is that the United States and Great Britain are engaged in an almighty conflict against an evil, barbaric enemy, and that it's down to the U.S. and the U.K. to stand together to defeat al-Qaeda and global terrorism.
But in Britain, where a majority opposes the Iraq war, the public is less charitable. Rupert Cornwell is Washington bureau chief of the Independent newspaper.
He's under accusation of being Mr. Bush's poodle, of having meekly followed him into the war.
President Bush was asked specifically about the poodle accusation, prompting a rigorous defense of Mr. Blair's leadership.
When he says something, he means it. He's a big thinker. He's got a clear vision. And when times get tough, he doesn't wilt. When the criticism starts to come his way, I suspect that might be happening on occasion. He stands what he believes in. That's the kind of person I like to deal with.
Members of Mr. Blair's Labor Party, fearing that voter disapproval of his policies could damage their own election chances, maneuvered to force his resignation announcement. Mr. Blair's likely successor is expected to be Britain's current Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, who has relatively little foreign policy experience. Now, Gardner says Brown is not likely to duplicate the Blair-Bush relationship.
We are talking about one of the most striking political partnerships of our time, certainly, and a partnership that is highly unlikely to be emulated, I think, by another British Prime Minister, at least for this generation.
Tony Blair has not set a date for his departure, but indicates it will be within the next 12 months. The ruling Labour Party's new leader will automatically become Prime Minister. A general election in Britain must be scheduled at the latest by 2010. The United States holds its next presidential election in 2008. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.